Greetings for the day. We are talking about the Nipah virus. Nipah is a deadly virus transmitted through animals, animal in this case being the fruit bat. What fruit bat does is it contaminates the fruits on which it sits, the trees that it sits on, and those fruits are then consumed by animals and maybe in some cases also by the human beings. This means that the virus contaminates the living mammals. Now, if these mammals, in case of non-vegetarian food eaters like pigs, or even in cases you have goats or horses, wherever these meats are taken, these meats, if contaminated or infected by this virus, can also transmit the disease to the humans. The fruits which are contaminated, eaten by the humans, are also going to cause the illness to the humans. Therefore, it is not necessary that the bats directly infect the humans. But yes, the logical thing is that the bats have this virus if they are carriers in their urine, in their saliva, in their bloodstream. So if their urine, if their saliva is getting in touch with the fruits or food articles, it is going to infect the food article, and that if consumed is going to be a risk for the contamination or infection of the Nipah virus. Nipah virus by itself, like most other viruses, remains inactive unless it finds a legitimate living host where it can multiply, grow and multiply. Usually found in the coastal regions of the Southeast Asia and having migrated across to other parts in the same surroundings like Asia, in the Indian subcontinent, Bangladesh or the eastern coast of India, or New Zealand and Australia. This virus finds a suitable climate in the tropical zone, and it is easily able to multiply within the weather conditions of these surroundings. The important element here is that Nipah virus basically is not clear where it exactly gets lodged into the human body and where from does it starts multiplying, but it is believed that it is mostly the epithelial cells where it infects and grows. The most important segments or systems that it impacts as far as the human body is concerned are the respiratory and the neurosystems, and it causes inflammation, it causes necrosis or decay of tissues, it causes blockages of the channels in these tissues and thereby increasing their internal pressure and rupture and destruction of the tissues in those parts where it gets lodged, and thereafter it paralyzes the respiratory and the neurological system, the cerebral system, and hence it results in the death of the individual. Presenting signs are more like common cold or drowsiness. When acute, it can cause fainting and signs of encephalitis. Often it is misdiagnosed as Japanese encephalitis. However, the primary precautions are the most important, and they include that at the first instance, when you have something that you fear maybe a viral infection, just don't ignore it for a viral infection. Do visit a doctor, do see him and let him diagnose or let him take the best course possible. Second, it is also important from a hygienic perspective that the foods that you consume, the fruits, the non-vegetarian food, the vegetables, they are properly hygienically maintained, cleaned, washed before you consume them. And they are always properly cooked, not half cooked. Also, when there is an outbreak, these days since it's a fashion to have imported foods or people traveling from one region to other, avoid traveling to such regions where the outbreak is. Also, you should avoid importing foods from such areas where such outbreaks have taken. That prevents the unusual spread of the endemic condition, and it limits it to that particular zone or that particular city or surroundings where it has followed an outbreak. And like all other viral infections, it becomes self-limiting and it does not cause a harm to a large population. In a very small population, it has also been observed somewhere around 7% that it can transmit from one human to the other. But yes, that precaution also needs to be taken, that in case there is somebody within the family or friends or surroundings you know who is infected, you need to quarantine that as well. You need to avoid meeting him as well. It has many features which are very similar to the way measles spreads. It is not the measles virus, but the mechanisms are quite similar. It is also understood to be spread by the airborne infections or airborne conditions, because the contamination that these bats cause on foods or fruits, once their urine or their feces or saliva dry, that can spread through air also. Therefore, precaution is the first and the most important aspect as far as Nipah is concerned. As far as treatment is concerned, immune modulation is the therapy that works. There's no vaccine. And immune modulation, as far as is to be looked at, Ayurveda has the best solutions. The best comes from your kitchen. A lot of traditional spices, a lot of traditional cuisine, a lot of local spices that are used in local foods add to immune modulation or immune support or immune stimulation, as the case may be required or the conditions of the place may require. The traditional food, that is why is most important. The spices used in those regions, they help to maintain the immunity, to sustain the immunity. We all know that with a lot of vaccination, immunization over the years, the body has also developed a lot of conditions which are known to be autoimmune, as modern vaccination or immunization tends to, or is assumed to tend to, suppress a lot of immune activity of the body, which allows, on the other hand, the body to develop certain conditions where it fights its own constitution, which is what autoimmune happens, or autoimmune diseases are about, that the body is fighting against itself. So it is better to go for immune modulation, go for immune management, immunological management, by suitable healthy consumption of spices. This also does not mean that this is the end of all or any treatments. On any day, the best way is to visit a qualified Ayurvedic physician around you and seek his support, discuss your conditions, and always remember, trust. You need to trust your physician to get the best output, and that is only possible when you trust him with all the appropriate information. As far as Nipah is concerned, prevention is better than cure, once again. And for prevention, avoid traveling for leisure to an infected area. Avoid consumption of foods from an infected area. Avoid meeting people coming in from such an infected area for a while. And thus, you can save yourself, and you being the smallest unit, your family, and thereafter a whole society, from a possible or maybe a risk of getting involved or spreading the infection from somebody who may have contracted it to your own surroundings. Thank you.